sunflowers turn and follow the sun during the day, just like we're supposed to follow God's sun.
That's a great idea. When you follow Jesus, He shines His light and helps you grow. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Let's get started. Sunflowers are really cool plants because their flowers actually move toward the sun as it rises and sets during the day. That way, they get the most light and grow big and tall. If you're a Christian, you should be like a sunflower too, except you'd be a sun follower. That's what our story's all about today. Just like it says in Matthew 9:9, Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And he arose and followed him. Our story today is called From Sunflower to Sun Follower. Janessa peered out the window as she munched on a sandwich. Dad's car pulled up and honked. It was Dad's week to watch her. "Bye, Mom," Janessa hollered as she ran outside.
"Dad, I learned something so cool," Janessa said, plopping her bag at her feet.
She balanced her sandwich on one knee while she buckled up.
"Oh, yeah?"
Dad asked. They rolled past the neighbor's sunflower garden.
"What's that?"
"See those sunflowers? Did you know they're edible from root to petal? They're used for all kinds of stuff, like making sunflower oil for one thing."
Dad nodded. "I use that to cook with sometimes."
"But the coolest thing about them is heliotropism," Janessa continued. "That's a fancy word for how a plant grows in response to sunlight. It's easy to see in a sunflower because they actually follow the sun's movement, like solar tracking. It helps the plant's growth rate and use of light. Isn't that cool?"
Dad chuckled. "It sounds like you're really into sunflowers."
"I am. You know why I think they're so cool?" Janessa asked as she took another bite of her sandwich.
"Because..."
"Hold on," Dad said with another chuckle. "Finish your food first." Janessa swallowed. "Sorry, 'cause in church I learned we're supposed to fix our eyes on Jesus and follow Him. Well, Jesus is God's Son, right? So following the Son of God is like sunflowers following the sun in the sky. We can be sun followers. Jesus gives us life by shining His light on us and making us grow." Dad pulled the car into the soccer complex and parked.
"That's some sermon, Janessa. You know I don't go to church, but it sure sounds like you're excited about it."
"I am. Sunflowers are so cheerful, and I want you to have the joy of knowing Jesus like I do. You could be a sun follower too, Dad."
Janessa looked across the parking lot.
"Oh, there's my coach. Gotta go."
Janessa shoved the rest of her sandwich into her mouth, grabbed her soccer gear, and hopped out of the car. Dad watched her run to catch up with the rest of her team.
So, what about you? Have you experienced the joy of knowing Jesus? Like sunflowers following the sun as it moves across the sky, Christians follow the Son of God. He fills us with His light and makes us grow to be more like Him. When others see His light and joy shine through us, they might want to be sun followers too. You can become a sunflower today by trusting in Jesus. For more information on what it means to be a sun follower, make sure you check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 108 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Our key verse today?
Matthew 9:9. Jesus saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." So he arose and followed him.
And our key thought for today: follow God's Son, Jesus. Well, that's it for me today. Thanks again for listening to Keys for Kids. As always, I'm Zach.